You know, I hope you don't think I'm...
Oh, no, ma'am. I think you're just wonderful, too. You're a person that I feel like I can talk to in my language.
I feel like that I know you. Well, I was just, you know, funny thing is, I was just thinking about how odd it was that you know like this and all. It was, you know, the small world
that
you met, you know, her and Jack. And you know what's the funniest thing? I didn't know till recently that my daddy used to date Cap Tola.
Oh,
Jack's sister.
Well, I'll declare.
And, you know, she's older than he was in my mother. And I was looking in this old picture album that my daddy's sister had, and she died before I was even born, and mother had it. For some reason, I never had looked at it.
Uh-huh.
And there's a picture of my daddy and Cap Tola.
Oh.
And they were courting. And Mama said, yes, she said that he was real sporty,
and
he had dated Cap Tola, Jack's sister, and then everybody had just thought it was awful because she was older.
Oh, yeah.
And in those days, they didn't much do that.
Right.
They older girls, but he thought he was sporty. And Mama said that then he, when he first came back to town, she said she didn't want to have anything to do with him.
Well.
She knew he dated Cap Tola, and she and then she'd come here and...
Oh, yeah, they used to have some superstitious things.
Oh, yeah, and she said and Cap Tola was a real sweet person,
oh,
you know.
Oh, I know.
And I had never known that till, about a week ago, Mom.
Well,
I couldn't believe that, you know. I've known her all these years, and never knew that. And Daddy
And Jack just had the one sister now?
Two. He had Cap Tola, this one that my daddy
dated. Yeah.
And then one named Joe.
Yeah.
And Joe was the one that was my mother's age. Grew up with my mother.
I don't know. I just know.
Now, Jo is not turned quite the same. Now, she's not as sweet as that one, Cap Tola.
Well, and then, where did you say this?
Chauncey Abb. Now, Chauncey Abb, I don't know the exact kinship in there about Chauncey Abb.
Well,
he is kin in some way.
But he's not a sister to Jack.
No,
well,
I don't
that's
think
what
so.
I'm going to get straightened
so.
Out. Uh-huh.
Now, if they are, I don't
well,
know.
Well, that's just what I hear the names, you know, and
Chauncey
Abb,
he lives across the street from my aunt, the one I told you to put that garden on.
I've just met them, you know, and then we can get things kind of mixed up, and I didn't
know. Well, there, everybody's kin in several different ways. You can't get it straight. The funniest thing, this aunt that I said puts out the garden, that Miss Teresa's best friend, she and my mother are sisters, as well as she is my mother's aunt by marriage.
Oh, my goodness.
And the man that she was married to was my father's uncle. So that made her my mother's sister and her aunt by marriage.
Well,
and so there they both have, out amongst the sisters, there were five sisters.
Yes,
and two of them named because one married the nephew and one married the uncle. Two of them named because they married brothers. And then one of them was named she married one from out of town. But out of those five sisters, they just ended up with three. They all married, but just ended up with three different names.
Different names.
And they're all kin in different ways. It's the size of this world for me to keep it straight.
I
how they're kin.
Oh, yes, that's right. And what do the children say?
Yes, boys. And my aunt, it's so confusing, this aunt, this one, it's Mrs. friend, because she'll be talking about, see, her husband's kin folks. Well, they're all my kin folks.
Well,
her husband was my grandfather's brother.
Uh-huh.
Well, and her daddy was my grandfather on the other side, and I never know which one she's talking about. It's just the size, I tell you.